Alan Pollock is in the house. He is chief operating officer and consultant tech expert in the world of everything technology, mortgage tech. He's here this week with the mortgage. That's more than mortgage, just the whole tech update. The amount of AI that's coming in, Alan, is just AI this. We're now an AI platform. Is this my imagination, or is this everyone just, is this just a fad that there is legitimate AI? Angel AI is doing legitimately some amazing things. But what are you taking of this? What is
everybody, the shock is over. Everybody knows what AI now is. Even Gmail just introduced AI into all Gmail messages where you can click respond with AI. So it's never going to go away. It's going to get better. Some people will find it to be intrusive to their privacy. Some people will find it to be very helpful. Even my daughter, who's going to be a junior in college at the University of Mississippi, the rush process to get into a sorority is something crazy that I didn't realize. And for these young kids that are graduating high school and want to be in a sorority, they have to get letters or referral from somebody that was in every sorority so that you go into all these websites and you upload it. Anyways, my point, David, is my daughter's on the committee that reads these, and they've got close to 1,000 of these that they have to read. And she's like, "Dad, some of these are written with AI. It's so simple. It's so easy to see. Like, a human didn't read it." And that's what we're up against, right? Everyone's going to understand and know it. You can use it for ideas to help. It'll have more useful terms like booking travel. You train it to know your preferences, and it will work out things that you typically would have to scroll and click. But yeah, it's here, David. It's not going to go away. And there'll be better guardrails of when you can and can't use it, is probably the best I should say. It's so unregulated right now that a lot of people will use it for a lot of different things. There's people saying they're using it for stock traders and option buys. And so it's got a lot of uses. It clearly is making its way into our industry. It has. Just remember, and we mentioned this on a podcast, a lot of people will make one text box have a button that generates something for AI. That doesn't mean they're an AI platform. So don't be fooled, right? Don't click the clickbait. But yeah, there's AI has so many good uses in what we do.
Yeah, that's so true. So true.
Absolutely.
What else is on your agenda or on your radar today?
Oh man, I wish I didn't have to talk about this, but let's do it.
Oh no.
So
rip the bandit. Come on. Get it out.
There have been more data breaches than you want to know about. It is getting worse. It's not getting better. This has to do with sloppy technology performance by organizations, and I'll just call it what it is, that have either not hired the right consultants to lock down their systems, they do what they think they know, or they're just doing what they did forever and not realizing that the times have changed, right? So let me just talk about what's in the news. A data breach, Evolve. Everyone knows Evolve Mortgage Services. Yeah. Evolve is much larger. A data breach at Evolve is hurting many of its fintech partners. There's a lot of them. I'll just name a few. Yield Street, Wise, the Affirm Buy Now, Pay Later card, among many others. There's some other major ones have all been tied up in this recent data breach. The number of financial institutions caught up to the ransomware attack. So ransomware, by the way, is where someone says, "I found access to your data, pay me $5 million. I'm making up a fake number, and I will delete this information." So the attack was on Evolve Bank and Trust. It continues to rise as they continue to learn more, but Wise and Affirm have both said that they have been materially affected. We're talking about social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, account information, you name it.
Yeah.
Also, banking as a service provider, Evolve. I'm reading some details, folks, so if it sounds a little bit out of order, I'm just trying to catch you up. It says that they officially disclosed that it fell victim in late May to the LockBit crew. And I Googled LockBit crew, and I didn't see that they had other names in mortgage. But anyways, they do these ransomwares. Also, in December, Flagstar had a huge data breach. Also, four days after a ransomware attack, a California-based Patelco credit union just this past week remained unable to its members when banking operations would return to normal. Another ransomware attack. Also recently, 1.5 billion records exposed, disclosing massive real estate names. So it says the real estate data breach, together with prominent personalities across the industries, exposed the database. There was no password protection on the database. How simple is that, David? Linked to the New York-based real estate wealth network. You ready? 1.5 billion records, encompassing sensitive real estate ownership data on diverse individuals, including high pro figures like celebrities and politicians. 1.5 wow. billion data records.
No loan password protection.
No. Unbelievable. Loan care. Mortgage firm Loan Care warns 13 million people of a data breach. 17 million Social Security numbers were exposed in the Loan Depot breach, which just recently happened January, February. They're still cleaning up from that. In addition, Planet Home Lending experienced a collateral damage from a ransomware gang vendor software breach. Yeah. Union Home. Oh, I'll get to Union Home in a minute. That's good news, Alice. Not Union Home on the data breach side. So anyways, listen, you got to pay attention. You got to talk to your vendors. Attention.
Yes. Yeah. And it's this is not so easy. My accountant is one of the most conscientious. They do enormous amount of training of their staff. And one of their people happened to be a new employee that they're growing and they're doing well. And somehow it was so subtle and clicked on it and opened the door. And all of a sudden their computer said, we're out shopping. My wife needs a new vehicle. So we're out shopping for a new vehicle. We're at the Toyota dealership. Want to get this Grand Highlander. But I really like it.
Oh, you're going back to the minivan grandpa days now.
No, we're not doing the minivan. Not doing the minivan. We're stepping it up a little bit because more grandkids. So we need to have a pass. We need a bigger car. Hauling grandkids around. We want them to save. But here's the deal. They're back at the Toyota dealership. AutoNation is all of their dealers are back to filling out everything by hand because they got hit two, 3 weeks ago with a ransomware and they're ordering parts by hand, That's filling right. out forms. They're doing credit reports. Everything is by hand. And she said, it's wild. Amazing. It's real. It's real. And it's happening to Welsh-run companies. And I think this is what I look at AI. I look at quantum computers and how fast you can just bombard a system with all these possible configurations. So we've got that. I mean, your world, your job, Alan, is looking really secure here for a while and working in that space. All right. So you teased us with Union Home. So you had something good, you said.
Yeah. I thought this was great. And Alice, you didn't bring it up. So Union Home Mortgage announced that its down payment assistance program has reached $1 million milestone. And it says the program aims to help first-time home buyers by providing financial assistance for down payments, making homeownership more accessible. And the reason I bring this up on the tech side is I've talked to a number of people about this. If you have a point-of-sale system, you're collecting information. Your loan officers are talking to people. They're trying to drive people to their tech solution, right? They want the automated or whatever we're going to call automated underwriting, the pre-approval letter. Right. We want customers to engage. Well, to get them to engage, Down Payment Assistance, by the way, which is a company, it's a vendor in our industry. It's called Down Payment Assistance. They actually have, they have an API. They have the ability, you could integrate their solutions directly into your point of sale or into your loan officer dashboard. You need to look at ways to help homeowners get into homes. I also saw something, I can't remember if I mentioned it last week, David. I think I did, actually. It has to do with everybody talking about, you can either say, hey, I want you to take $10,000 off the home price or take $10,000 and pay it down in a point against my mortgage as a seller buy down. Those are ways that loan officers need to leverage. Technology is not going to solve every problem. You still need to be a person. You need to create a relationship. Leverage the technology to help you do better. So anyways, it was a great call out to Union Home, Allison. I thought I'd mention that.
Thank you. Yes, it's a great program. We are very proud of that program, and it's going to continue at least till the end of the year. Make sure you reach out to a loan officer, a little plug there, to find out more on how all that works.
Yeah,
that's great.
Thank you, Al.
So I used ChatGPT for this one today, David, this next little topic. And I'll go into it just briefly. I'm not going to get into all the detail. I was having to do with why really hire a fractional consultant. So the reason I bring this up is on the lender side, too many lenders are stuck. They have the same staff. They don't want to hire very expensive tech people. ChatGPT said to me, hey, your podcast opening should be maximizing efficiency with fractional consultants for vendor oversight and mortgage tech, right? But vendor oversight's not really what you think. It's not about just making sure that the integration documents have been sent to you and your team is reviewing them. No. First of all, what it said is that there can be up to a 30% increase in operational costs, but you can lead to a huge loss annually, ChatGPT, based on what things cost in the mortgage industry, and I fed it some information, $500,000 annually for mid-sized lenders could be left on the table or lost by not optimizing vendor relationships. And by the way, that includes things like detailed oversight in all of your vendors and the integrations, verifying with AI all of your release notes and making it where you can communicate and chat with your release notes to understand what's new, what's different. Things like being able to negotiate contracts. Contracts have to change. You can't keep signing a 5 to 7 year contract for something that you don't know what is 5 to 7 years out. Too many people are stuck. Now, vendors will give you a smaller term contract. They may change the terms, but you need, you're the one paying. You have these solutions. You need to negotiate on your behalf and not be bound to these contracts. And then what typical salespeople do, and listen, I'm from the vendor side, I get it, is if you sign this month, I got to close out my month, I got to close out my quarter, right? That's typical in any sales organization. There's many different sales tactics. You have to be able to hold strong and understand what you truly need as a company, as an organization. You're becoming a part tech company, which is not something you necessarily signed up for from the very, very beginning. And then it's ongoing vendor performance. It's further integrations. It's understanding when your vendor releases new features, how does it impact your current way of doing business?
That's a good point.
In other words, if they put a feature out, you suddenly lose all contact with your customers for 4 hours because you didn't know where the new button is. And that's a simple example, but that's what you need to look at. So please, there's a lot of people out there. You can hire myself. I'm always available. You can hire David Licken, but there's other people out there too.
No,
I'll make
Alan.
It a shameless plug for anyone. But leverage people. Use our industry. We have so many wealthy and knowledge people that have been there and done that so many times, and they've been burned. Don't get burned. Yes. Leverage their experience. So I leave you with that. With all these data breaches, it is just so important. You have to pay attention. Make sure your data is buttoned up. There's things you can do. You can cleanse data. You can archive data. Don't leave 15 years of data sitting in a database if you don't need it. Why don't you archive it off and put it in cold storage?
Great.
So anyways, lots of great stuff today. Sorry to be so negative, everyone. I love you all. Thank you for listening every week.
And
I toss it back over to Mr. Minivan Grandpa David Licken.
Thank you. Yeah, we're not doing a minivan, that's for sure. You want to get a hold of Alan and hire him to provide this kind of service, get a hold of him at Alan, A-L-L-E-N, at tms-advisors.com. Alan, thanks for a great report.